Masechet Baba Batra Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about things that a person cannot do in his own house or his own property because he's causing damage to his neighbor. Mishnah says, Lo yiftach adam halonotav lahatzar ha-shutafin. If a person has a courtyard that he owns in partnership with somebody else, he's not allowed to open the windows of his house and look down on the courtyard. He can't look from a window that overlooks the courtyard because both partners are able to do private things in their courtyard when the other partner is not there. If you have partners who own something, whenever someone else is not there, they can do their own private things in that courtyard. So even though this person who has a window that overlooks the courtyard, even though he owns a share in the courtyard, his neighbor could still prevent him from opening a window because he'll never know when that window is actually open or not, and therefore he'll never do anything private in his courtyard. So therefore we say that he can always be in the courtyard whenever he wants, but he can't open a window that could possibly overlook it, because then he's preventing his neighbor or his partner from ever doing anything private in that courtyard. Lakach bayit behatzir aheret. If there is a house that a person owns in his regular courtyard that he owns with other partners, and then there's a courtyard next door that he wants to purchase a house, and that house that he's purchasing, the back of the house, faces the current courtyard that he owns a house in. So let's say he says, you know what, I'd like to open up a back door to this new house that I'm purchasing, and I'll have another entrance into my other courtyard. We say, lo yiftachena lehatzer ha-shutafin. It's not allowed to open that new door to the back of that new house into the courtyard where he's already a partner, because people who are already living in that old courtyard, they don't want more foot traffic in their courtyard. Even though he owns a share in that courtyard, he is not allowed to open another entrance into that courtyard from another house that he owns, because his neighbors may not want so many people walking through, so they could prevent him from opening up this other back door into their courtyard as well. For the same idea, bana aliyah al gabe beto. If somebody builds a second story on top of his house, lo yiftachena lahatzar ha-shutafin. He's not allowed to open a door from that top floor into a shared courtyard, because people who live in that courtyard, they're not going to want increased traffic from the second floor into their courtyard as well. Ela imratza bonet haheder lifnim mibeto. But if he wants to build extra rooms in his house, ubone aliyah al gabe beto, or he wants to build an attic on top of his house, upotha letoch beto, and then he can open up the house, the attic, into his own house, and then go from the regular house into the courtyard. So what we're basically saying is a person could keep the one entrance into the courtyard and then subdivide his house. He could have people go from that new attic that he built into the house and then into the courtyard. All of this he's entitled to do because it's considered to be that everyone within that house is residents of that same entrance into the courtyard. But what he's not allowed to do is build additional exits or entrances into the courtyard. That's considered to be like new residents of the courtyard and extra traffic, and that's where his neighbors could protest. Mishnah continues, Lo yiftach Adam lahatzar ha-shutafin petach keneged petach. A person, if he's sharing a courtyard with his friend, he can't open another door that is going to be directly opposite his neighbor's door, or vehalon keneged halon, or a window that's opposite his neighbor's window. All these things cause a loss of privacy. If they're parallel to each other and they could look into each other's window, that's totally against the idea of privacy, which is a major Jewish idea, which was the beracha of Bilam. Atovu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkenotecha Yisrael. How good are your tents, Yaakov? The entrances were facing opposite each other. They weren't facing towards each other, so people wouldn't see inside the tents in the Jewish mahaneh, in the encampment of the Jewish people. So we try to avoid any situation where people could see into each other's home. Haya katan lo ya'asenu gadol. Ehad lo ya'asenu shenayim. If there was a small door or window already there, he shouldn't make it into a large one, because the neighbor could come and tell him, I was able to make sure that I was in an area of privacy when there was only a small door or a window over there that looked into the courtyard. But now that you're putting a large door or a large window, it's much easier for you to see into the courtyard, and therefore it's problematic. I feel like I have an invasion of privacy. And also, if there was one door or window there, you can't turn it into two. That also causes a neighbor to lose his privacy in a larger degree. But that's only talking about within the same courtyard or right across from each other. But aval poteach ulirshut harabim, if there was an entrance, a door that was already in the public domain, that was right in the street, for example, petach keneged petach v'halon keneged halon, it's permissible in that situation to have a door opening directly to another door that's across the street, or a window directly across another window that's across the street, because there's a lack of privacy anyway. There's no additional lack of privacy. The people here, their home is open to the Rishut HaRabim. Their door opens right into the street. So therefore, by adding a door or a window here into a that could see across and it'll be parallel to their house, that is not an additional lack of privacy, because they already have no privacy because things are open to the street. Hayakatan ose oto gadol, and therefore, if there was a door that was small, he's allowed to make it larger. Or ehad ose oto shnayim, if there was one door or window, he could make it into two. There's no difference to the neighbor who's all the way across the street.